The dastardly Dr. Devereaux is set in a hospital, and most of the actors play the roles of hospital staff. There are several nurses and doctors, and a few of them are up to no good.
So,
she has agreed to marry Lana and me here today. That's right, calm down.
The play, which is geared for all ages, is being co-directed by Cindy Fry and Rowan Barraza. They've been working on the project for months. They started gathering up interested students back in October. By November, they were assigning characters and passing out scripts. The students have been practicing since then, with dress rehearsals this week.
You rang?
Yes. Please take Sister Sunbeam to Dr. Wilby Weller. Dr. Weller will be back to normal in no time.
A thousand thanks.
Both Barraza and Fry have been involved with Petersburg's community theater, Mitkoff Mummers. Barraza teaches Spanish at the high school.
It's fun to see, especially students that I have in class that are generally pretty shy. It's fun to be able to bring them out of their shell and have them really get comfortable projecting their voice, getting those presentational speaking skills, and getting more confidence. It's pretty exciting to see that. And sometimes that also I then see translated into the classroom as well.
Fry says they have a really diverse group of students in the play this year.
So that's also fun to see those different groups come together, or those personalities come together on stage. So that's great to see all these people really pull it off. They've been working very hard.
There are two seniors in the play, Gus Pennington and Alice Neidefer. They have both performed on stage every year of their high school career, and Fry says both are talented.
Gus has a tremendous amount of lines that he's had to memorize this year. I think it's like 189 lines, which is a large number for anybody on a, you know, in a high school play. And Alice is just, you know, she's able to be just carry her lines so well.
Here's Neidefer in her role as Nurse March.
The look on his face told me he could never forgive me. How can I work here day after day, feeling the way I do about him and knowing he could never love me in return?
Neidefer says she likes being on stage, whether it's for plays, dance recitals, or performing music.
I really like the attention, not gonna lie. I love being on stage so much. I love seeing the crowd and being able to feed off of their energy. It's a great experience.
Pennington plays the lead role of Dr. Devereaux.
Within an hour, I'll be wed, widowed, and wealthy.
The two seniors encourage anyone who might be interested in theater to try it out.
Most of it's memorizing, and then it's just putting like your stage face forward. Like if your character is supposed to act a certain way, you have to fit that.
My advice would be to totally just go for it. Mm-hmm. The great thing I've found about theater, especially acting, is you don't have to be the person you are every day. You get assigned a character, and you get to be that character. If you're the shy kid, you don't have to be the shy kid anymore. You get to be the nurse or the villain or the hero even. Like, it gives you such an opportunity to step outside of your shell, and a lot of times you'll find something that you really enjoy doing and that you have a lot of fun with.
Pennington and Neidefer both want to continue acting next year in college through clubs or through community theater groups. Neidefer will be attending the University of Utah Honors College in Salt Lake City. Pennington will be going to the University of Alaska Southeast. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.